Hello.
Hello,
We live? Anybody? Hello, hello. Everybody. Today, I wasn't gonna do a stream today, but I felt like I had some good gravy to ladle. This is called 754, the coronavirus spreads and the engine of all government control. Vox Day brought up a great point. I'm not going to lie, I'm not in the best mood. I'm a little obviously no despair crushing, but I'm not going to lie when I'm like a little melancholy about this coronavirus because it really is spreading, not biologically, obviously. I don't even think it exists. But Vox Day had a really good insight on his stream that I didn't realize that, and of course he predicted it. The Dow dropped 1,000 points today, and there's already legislation for quarantines and all that. Because he said it's good to prepare for the possible economic effects of supply chain breakage because of all the virus stuff. Obviously, it doesn't exist as an actual sickness, and I can prove that. And I was just a little bummed out seeing how, because people were emailing me like, "Big Bear, I got the gravy on Corona. Check this out, leaks from China." And I just saw how many people fell for it again. And it's just insanity to me. But I can explain it. I can explain how this all works. But when the Dow drops 1,000 points, you finally got a couple of Corona deaths. Because, all right, we'll get into it. But I'm going to explain the entire way that all government control has always worked and always will. It's all spells, every bit of it. The word government means government, mind control. That's it. It's very obvious. And it's all spells. And I'm not one of those stateless society guys or overthrow the government guys because that's not possible. There's always going to be a government. There's always going to be spells. Thinking that there can be a stateless society without every single person following God's law to the T is another spell. And unfortunately, for a lot of these stateless overthrow the society guys, the next government that usually brings in is significantly worse. So we'll get into that. I realized at some point in my life that I happen to possess a very, very rare skill set that just so happens to be the entire mechanism of control for the entire world. Think of my surprise. In my mind, what I did for a living was one notch above carnival barker or carny. I was an entertainer. That's what I did. I told jokes on stage. It's fascinating to realize that I possess the skill of mind control, wizardry. The difference between me and them, I'll explain right now, is I have no interest in pushing any agendas or control at all. It's been a real saving grace, too, when navigating these waters because I'm not a threat to anyone, but I also am not allowed in their world. But when I hosted the Art Director Guild Awards, here's a little clip. Just check this out, and I'll show you one of the funniest misunderstandings in the history of my life and potentially all of mind control.
Academy Award winner, Anne Hathaway.
Hi. Hello. Who else here is a massive fan of Owen Benjamin now?
All right, so just real quick, hang on, I think she sings my song.
Cinematic imagery due in no small part to the brilliance of Nathan Crowley. He built our world. He built so many friggin'
All right,
worlds.
so she's now singing my song. So this was the scene. I'm hosting the Art Director Guild Awards, which is celebrating the people who design the sets, build the structures in which they can act in. So I sang a song celebrating the art directors and mocking the actors, like intensely, Like I called them, I'm trying not to swear these days, but, you know, Bryan Cranston even brought it up. He's like, Owen says we're a bunch of a-holes. And I mocked them. I said that they can have their little, so they can have their little fantasies. Well, meanwhile, the real guys in this world are making it happen. And the room was filled with the ruling elite types, the best magicians and wizards in the world. And they're, by the way, they're very vulnerable people. And they know that. That's why there's so many spells are necessary. And they saw a guy go out there and flip their world. So the working man became the hero. The actors became the punchline, and everyone accepted it and clapped. It was basically like the combine for wizards. You know, they're like, who's this young wizard? Look at him. He just holds their mind. Look at them. They're all approving it. Owen just gave them this new world. And and so all these publishers and all these offers started coming in, and I got a book deal, and I met with all these companies. And then it slowly became, these people became aware that I'm not a wizard. I actually think actors are homos, and I actually do think that the best people in Hollywood are the set people. Their arrogance and hubris were like, wow, you really have the ability of just making the gods men and the men gods. I'm like, dude, I think you're gay. So anyway, I do happen to possess the very thing that controls the entire world, which is spells, wizard, like witch, not witchcraft. See, the way they do it is much different than, because the best spells are the ones closest to reality. Like reality is, you know, it's called a spell when it's off reality. I don't know how to explain this, guys, but like the truth is the most, like the most mind engaging thing in the whole world, right? So my job is to take the obvious reality of life and make it fun and funny and entertaining for people. All the spells that are governing a lot of the West and parts of the world are fading. And it's not because of me. I'm making it funny, but NASA, you know, oh, Big Bear, you know, you're ruining NASA. No, they didn't go back to the moon for like 50 years and blamed it on funding. It's over, guys. The military, us, you know, America being in like every country to save freedom, you know, it's one thing when you have the World War II narrative spell, but 20 years after 9/11, soldiers guarding opium fields in Afghanistan, it's over, man. And the problem with when spells start dispersing is it creates a lot of fear and agitation, all that. People get set up for the next spell, which is bad. And that's where I'm actually kind of helpful to both people and just good vibes is like, that's not the move. You know, me and a lot of my buddies, a lot of people that before were kind of preparing for conflict just because the world's getting so clown world. And we play a game now called Who Do You Shoot? Where people are like, yeah, I'm stocked up, you know, the cabal, the global elite. I'm like, who do you shoot and why? And how does it help? There's no one to shoot. No bankers, no politician, none of it. It's all a spell. The only way out of a spell is to not believe. Okay, let's talk about the American economic spell. What makes the minds of Americans controllable by the government? And again, I am not anti-government. It's always going to be there. Unless every person acted according to the actual law of God, it's impossible to have a society without a government. It's a thing. So, and here's another reality, is people are mostly good. One of the Hollywood spells, and one of the reasons coronavirus is working right now is because almost everyone in America is a survivor of horrific pandemics, and they still have PTSD from it. Unfortunately, it was all just movies, but our brains don't realize that because we don't understand spells. Let me lay out the coronavirus's narrative. And the fact people are buying this, I mean, it is kind of freaky, man. There is no virus. So, okay, it has cold-like symptoms. It hibernates for 12 days with only maybe a runny nose. And then it kills you in a real horrific way. You bleed out of your eyes and your anus. and your internal organs melt. Every one of these narratives has to have blood out of the anus and eyes. That's key. You know, the key to the coronavirus is the symptoms are real common, and you have 12 days where you don't know. So you could have come in contact with it and no one knows. What's the point? Obviously quarantines. Obviously legislation saying that anyone suspected of coronavirus can be detained to save everyone. And then also it shut down the Hong Kong protest. It was a brilliant move. And the Hong Kong protest is yet another spell. So don't you know, think that this is all like tyranny. You know, China has a better government than America. It's stronger. It's closer to actual reality. And I'll explain. This is going to trigger a lot of people, guys, but I'm done with it. 1,000-point drop based on fear. And people in England are like, yes, I mean, whatever it takes to save us from corona, just throw us anywhere if we have the sniffles. What's the death count? Obviously none. But we don't know. China, I hear there's crematoriums. Okay, so the Chinese government clearly is on more stable ground than America's. What is America's foundation for mind control? And it is the American dream, right? That anybody can make it. That we have, it's not a quality of outcome, it's a quality of opportunity. That every member of America is a billionaire who just hasn't made his money yet, right? And liberty and justice for all, one nation under God. So we're assuming that justice is blind while Hillary Clinton is on a beach and, you know, someone with an eighth of weed is in a rotting in a jail cell. We all, guys, I'm not the one breaking the spells. It's over. The concept that one nation under God, you know, one republic, that all the politicians are the best of the community and we send them to Washington to speak on our behalf. Joe Biden is now trailing a bit because even though he's one of the most criminal grifting politicians in history, and he on camera gropes children, that's fine. Now speaking incoherently and rambling and lying, you know, they just don't think he's quite as qualified. And you have Pete Buttigieg, a man married to a man. Elizabeth Warren, who committed fraud, lying about her race and is a liar and insane. And then you have old Bernie Sanders, a Bolshevik, literal crazy person who thinks that the main fear Americans have is climate change. Climate change is yet another spell. No one's buying it, but they keep pushing. That's why clown world is escalating, ladies and gentlemen, because the spells are wearing off. So they need to hijack your mind as much as possible. Okay, so we know that isn't the best and brightest. It's like a lineup of the usual suspects. It's a bunch of warped, deformed monsters. Okay. The way our ruling elite have to rule, the reason that you can't name them is because it breaks all the spells, right? Because our spell, our narrative, our story that allows everybody to root against their own interests and accept obvious nonsense is that the only reason those billionaires are rich and not me is a series of luck and maybe hard work. Then you realize that the entire elite ruling class are all blood relatives, many of which are so inbred that they can barely function. So it isn't about equality of opportunity and the best don't rise. Then, you know, I used to be like, tax breaks for Google so they can build American infrastructure and more jobs and stuff. No, American wizardry. And by the way, this is not despair. I don't want our government to fail. I think our people are crushing. I'm just letting you know what government is. Government, mind control. And every land area, every government has a different method. And it's all witchcraft. It's all spells. It's all wizardry. It's all narratives. And there's a really, really good reason why. Because 99% of people won't kill anyone unless there's honor in it. And I'll explain. Okay. So our money itself is a spell. It is based on nothing except for America's military strength. Our military strength is based on a spell that without us occupying most of the entire world with just endless war machines, people wouldn't be free. Now, with World War II and World War I, you have the narratives of like, you know, the attack on our ship or, you know, Pearl Harbor. And then you have the bad guy in Europe, and you have the victim narrative. And you have this whole narrative in which men could, with a clean conscience, serve their motherland and then come home a little messed up. But they're like, we did what we had to do. At this point, that's all done. And it's not because of people like me. The ruling elite should be thanking me because I actually see the full spell process. And the next extinction event, which happens over and over and over again in history, I want people to avoid because that usually ushers in a worse scenario. Anyway, so 9/11 being this spell that it clearly is, 20 years later, as we're occupying Afghanistan, just guarding an opium field, because this is the way men work. Even Iraq, even a lot of people that have seen action, if an enemy combatant like shoots your buddy or, you know, intimidates you with violence, you can kill them with a clear conscience, basically. You know, when you see the macro storylines, you're like, why are we even here, yada, yada. But that's still male behavior. That's still, a good man can still do that. You went to boot camp with a guy, he lost his leg, you shoot the guy, you're like, yeah, revenge, right? When you're just, when you get to the point of America is now, so many good men are so repelled by that, that that is why they're letting in trans people, affirmative action, because they're desperately trying to start another victim spell and they need bodies. A lot of the military is now people who would be homeless otherwise. They want desperate. What does that do? It lowers the quality of the military, lowers their strength, weakens the country, yada, yada, yada. It can't last. That's why the best governments are the ones closest to reality. Because people want to know why it's called a motherland and a fatherland? This is so sad, man, but it's so true. And I got to talk about it because people are falling for such nonsense, man. Men are good. You know what? I have a little boy, and like, do you know what a boy, an untraumatized, unspell-crafted boy wants? He wants to protect his mother, and he wants to impress his father. How do you get a bunch of serfs and peasants and normal guys and just young men to commit murder for a corporation in a foreign land? Just call it motherland. You don't know how susceptible we are to spells. And people, Benjamin thinks that we're on spell. Guys, just put mother in front of land. And all these good men, you get a narrative. You get a society that says, do what's right, son. You know, serve. And they'll endure. They'll endure the horror. They'll endure the pain. And they will carry that with them the rest of their life, but at least it was protecting the motherland, and it was, you know, in honor of their fathers and doing what had to be done. And although it is a moral injury to kill any person ever, even if they're part of this spell, it's worth it. That's why the suicides after World War II were pretty much non-existent, and now it's constant. Because that's why so many vets are drawn to my stream. Because I'm actually explaining the situation and they can actually get over it because it spells. You know, do you know how much shame is coming home right now? I'm not the one ruining spells. It's running out of steam. And with quantitative easing and printing money and all this stuff, we know that there's no free market. We know that the news doesn't tell us the truth. We know Hollywood doesn't want us to just kick back and relax with some entertainment. Hollywood creates images in our mind that trigger us when they do a spell later. For example, World War Z. We've already lived through a pandemic. Too bad it's fake. How many times have you seen blood come out of someone's eyes or anus? Now I'll ask you another question. How many people do you know that have served their country for what they believe to be a noble cause and now are suffering because of it? Hands? I don't know, man. Sorry for being a bit of a buzzkill today, but like when I saw how many people said, Big Bear, Chinese government is lying about Corona. It's already spreading to the West. And I'm like, unbelievable. I'm going to explain to you that whole thing. I didn't even want to touch this because it's so pathetic and so sad. All right. Also, you want to know why the ruling elite is so ruthless and so monstrous appearing? By the way, there's always going to be a ruling elite. Do not entertain the notion that you can kill off the ruling elite. That clap. Every time people do that, the next round is way worse. There is another spell always waiting in the shadows, whispering to people, you know, if you get rid of all the small hat bankers, you'll be free. If you can get past the Federal Reserve, you'll then be free. And then the more horror you commit to get that freedom because you think it's justified because of the spell on top of the spell, the next one's worse because you just took another ticket. There's no way out of this except for morality, except for gratitude, joy, honesty. If only there was a book that taught you how to avoid spells. Like, you know, just a list of very direct advice to tell you how to not fall for spells. There is. It's called the Holy Bible. Yeah, churches can be grabbled, but it's so obvious when you see it because it contradicts the very clear message of the Bible. I'll give you another spell, the spell of the Muslim boogeyman. This is something that people don't understand. The ruling elite is very small. And although they're always competing against each other in a lot of ways, it's like a constant mind control turf battle amongst some very odd people. They co-brand, they will do spells together if it suits both their interests. Do you want to know who the Muslim boogeyman serves? It serves obviously the military of America, the Zionist agenda, and all the oligarchs in the Middle East. Qatar, Iraq, Saudi Arabia. But why? Aren't they all led by Muslims? Obviously not. They need a boogeyman. When you get this much disparity of wealth, guys, the ruling class in all these, most of these Arab countries, they're about as Muslim as Charlie Sheen. I knew a dude, Russell Peters, who would always entertain these guys, princes and kings and stuff. He was on Leno talking about how him and some prince were like shooting a gold-plated machine gun in his like palace. And the prince got real mad at Russell. He's like, why did you tell that to people? And it's so interesting because it's like, aren't you the king or prince? Why do you care what the people think? I'll tell you, because all of their power rests on spells. Without that, they're the most vulnerable people in the entire world. Would you like me to explain? Okay. Islam is a threat to the ruling classes of these countries. Why? Because they have literal gold-plated, they're trillionaires. They're not following anything that they say. They claim that their banking system is according to Hadith and good. They're not. So what do they need? They need a boogeyman. Who's their boogeyman? Great Satan, America! So how do you start a doubleheader spell? You convince Americans with 9/11 that their biggest threat is a bunch of goat herders in a foreign country that just want to kill you for your freedom. After 9/11, it was wonderful spellcrafting. Enough of us believed it where they reacted according to that information, that spell, all fake. And they killed a bunch of those dudes over there as revenge for their attack on our mother. Then those people see us as the great Satan, not the people that literally live in golden giant palaces while they live in tents. They both profit on the distraction and it endlessly allows the ruling elite to stay powerful. Now, how do these people stay powerful, you might ask? Well, it's giant militaries, law enforcement, currency, and most importantly, the spell. The spell. People always look at these giant militaries marching, these giant, all these cops, all the swap, blah, blah. None of that exists without a narrative because they're all men. They're all good men. Men are very easy to understand. Men want to protect their mother and impress their father. Men want to hurt threats. Men want to do a good job. Men want to do what's right. Men want to identify. It's endless. You're going to have your corrupted, co-opted, extremely shady, grabbly enforcement people, but they're very rare. You're also going to have your psychopath that will kill anyone for money. Okay. When you have like giant militaries, all these men, they require a narrative. If not, they won't do it, man. You can't get honorable people to just start beating and imprisoning their people. You have to demonize the victim. You have to demonize the target. And you also have to give the man in that military or enforcement agency a moral justification. If not, dude, it wears them down morally. They start developing a lot of inner conflict. They start identifying with the very people they're told to beat and suppress. And then that's the biggest fear the ruling elite have in the entire world. It's the tipping point, the extinction event. This has happened many times in history. When you have these big structures filled with dads and husbands and sons and people that, you know, are doing it not because they want mining rights in Zimbabwe, that's what the elite want. The people who actually carry out the murder and the horror are doing it for a narrative. Always. And I'll tell you why you don't just hire psychopaths very soon. When that narrative runs out, and the quickest way to run out a narrative is you order them to do something morally unjustifiable, and the people you're doing it to are not trying to hurt you. That's why turn the other cheek is the best weapon, the best advice. I overthought that. I was like, listen, Jesus is my savior and everything, but he doesn't fully understand the grabber. We need to turn the other cheek now. You got to scare the grabber. No, turn the other cheek doesn't mean if someone's trying to kill you, submit. No. A slap in the face is an insult. It's turning the other cheek means don't react. Like just stay like this. Don't react. Because most men can't do horror. You know, Ali Damigar has been attacked by SWAT teams and stuff when he was doing his false flag stuff. And he would always look at them like they were divine. Keep his body very, very relaxed. And it would short circuit the programming. Because that man is carrying out a spell. There's a threat. The threat can hurt mother. I will make my father proud. This is very primal stuff, guys. They would then show fear to Ali because Ali wasn't reacting in the programmed manner. And since he wasn't threatening them, they no longer had the moral high ground. Okay, now understand that there isn't that much the ruling elite can do to you or your family if you don't accept sin and fear. And then it's game on. If people actually think that there's a 12-day dormant cold that makes you bleed to death out of your anus and eyes, if they really are scared of that and they allow their mind control agencies, the governments, to quarantine anyone with a sniffle for as long as they want, that is a spell. That's magic. That's like you say words and people just completely, you change reality. There is a coronavirus epidemic. It's not biological. It's fear-based. And so when I tell people, when I'm just mocking it, you know, that's the only way through it. But like now that I see the economic effects and all these like people I know and respect, like genuinely being scared, I'm like, I have to address this. I have to show people the reason. Why do you not have, why don't the ruling elite just, you know, have psychopaths? Let me explain. Let's say you have someone in the street protesting something. That's why it's very important to never use violence. Never hold a gun. Never hold a bat. Don't try to intimidate if you're ever in a position where you're doing something like that. Emotional escalation, it doesn't matter if you think you're morally justified. It will trigger the next spell to hurt you justifiably. Like, look at Antifa. Look at how many of us would be fine if we heard that a bunch of SWAT people like beat the hell out of somebody that was like trying to, you know, smash a window, because they've triggered our masculinity. I don't care what their beef is. If you break just shop owners' windows, you need to stop, and men will stop you. I don't care about the culture, politics, your message, nothing. Violence does not work effectively at all unless it's extremely needed. If you think by going around burning stuff and throwing shit at people, you're going to bring anything good into this world, no. No, it's narrative. Because those enforcement agencies will then be like, all right, these guys got to stop. And Logos isn't broken. When you have people, like the Virginia protest was awesome. You had people just show up, be friendly, just state that they are law-abiding, gun-carrying citizens. The enforcement agencies all were like, Gary, awesome. That's power, guys. You get desperate, you get scared. That's why fear is the mind killer. Fear is your pandemic. Because the ruling elite need their enforcement to believe the spell. The spells are falling apart all over the place. I'm making it fun and funny. That's all I'm doing. I'm not causing the spells to shatter. I'm just helping people digest them and not just freak out. Because it's a really, really great time to be alive. Great. Evolution falling apart. Abortion falling apart. Women have the right to choose. Because the authority of this whole thing is falling apart. I don't want Americans' government to fall. Our government, as far as governments go, is could be amazing. And the people in it are awesome. And a lot of these enforcement people are waking up. I know a lot of them. They love the gravy. The political I'll give you a great story. I know some people in Homeland Security, right? And apparently the head of Homeland Security just like got murdered after whistleblowing and stuff. So, of course, I try and get the gravy. None of them even like knew anything about the guy. There's a class of wizards. Right? Homeland Security, like this whole thing, I'm like, man, this is huge news. Fox reported that a Homeland Security whistleblower just was found dead. And so I'm asking actual Homeland Security agents, and they're like, who? I don't know anything about him. There's a class of people that are just narrative. Just narrative. Like this flat earther who just like died on a rocket and all that. I've never heard of the guy. I've been ladling gravy all day long. Those Homeland Security, those FBI, those CIA, even CIA guys, there's a level of like cartoonish villainy type that are just all about spells and, you know, protecting themselves from like, and doing all this stuff, and they want horrible stuff. But the people doing everything, the people that actually can have any force in this world, have to believe a moral narrative. They have to believe that we are on some level doing something good or protecting somebody. The world is full of good people. One of the biggest spells in the entire world is that it's human nature to be comfortable murdering somebody. Do you know how hard it is to convince someone, a stranger, to murder a stranger because you want rights to their mining? That's the and when you think about it, it's so obvious. So why don't they have just a bunch of psychopaths? We all know that there's people that exist that would kill anybody. I trust the plan Q. I trust the Bible. I trust what my eyes and ears tell me. I trust my intuition because I live fairly clean. I don't need a Q. And if that triggers you, I don't care at all. I don't care. Because like none of that means, dude, the whole thing is spellcraft. That's all it is. That's how they make you do everything. Why don't they have an army of just elite murderers? If they pay somebody, we all know that there's like Blackwater groups and certain elite forces where, you know, hit squads, where if you pay somebody enough, they'll just take out your enemies, right? That's a big threat to the elites. If someone will kill an innocent man or just a child for X amount of dollars, they would kill their boss for that amount of dollars plus one. Do you understand this? Do people not understand that it's all wizardry? All of it. And then I'll get to China and how theirs is better than ours. America's wizardry is so absurd now. Our spells. you know, that we have free markets, that it's all about competition, that may the best man win, that it's like equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome. Bull, just nonsense. I'm not bitter about it at all because I don't want to take part in their game. That's why I'm not hostile or angry, or I don't care. That's a dumb world. The ruling elite, if the currency fails or their enforcement agencies don't enforce for them anymore, they're empty. They got nothing. They got a lot of people that have a lot of resentment for them when the spells wear off, and there's no, all the strengths that you think they have are completely illusion. It's all illusion. And like, that's why I really pray to God that as these spells fade, and they are quickly, there's nothing we can do to stop them, that we as a people, we don't have wrath. We don't think that evil is created by a man. You can't kill it. You can't kill the elite class. There will always be managers of people. And the way they do it is spellcraft. Like, for example, like if you look at like Switzerland or something, like their mind control agency is more upfront with its citizens. They have a higher level of trust. It's more obvious, more in the open, more stable. They do a lot of banking. Everyone has a gun. This is how much you owe us. That's it. China is less, like, it's less of an absurd spell than America. That's why this whole, like, we got to free China from the tyranny of communism. I'm like, dude, are you insane? Do you think that guarding the opium fields in Afghanistan right now is spreading freedom? Do you think that a man's a woman and a woman's a man? Do you think abortion, do you know why they're pushing all this subversion? Because if they don't break our families, like, totally, no one will go along with where they're at now. They can't get their flying monkeys to carry out their plans, literally, unless they create people so vulnerable that they just need a paycheck. The military is and law enforcement, these are proud men. These are men that don't make much money. They sacrifice a lot in regards to their family, and their job is full of, it's so hard. So how did we have such a great military? Our narrative, our morality, that we have good men trying to protect and serve. Now that that's gone, why do you think there's affirmative action and trans rights and don't ask, don't tell? And because they're scraping the barrel, man. They don't have anybody. Young men are like, the good young men are not like, you want to know how I'm going to really impress everybody? I'm going to go serve. I'm going to go to Afghanistan and shoot anyone who's trying to take the heroin. It's not real anymore. And now that you see that our government is so nakedly not representing us, and now that you see all this stuff, but the thing is, it's not scary. Why do you hold on to these spells? The moon landing, all this stuff. It's like, this is all mind control. Man, how would you know it's mind control? It's called government. Okay, let's just analyze the spell of the coronavirus. Okay, the coronavirus breaks out in Wuhan or whatever at an organic market. And soon after, people started testing positive for the coronavirus, even though there wasn't any deaths yet. Okay, I know that people don't understand the official story, but okay, us Americans, we have an incredibly high level of access to healthcare. Whether or not we like it or not, it's fine. We're very privileged with, if we have an acre of pain, we can figure stuff out. How do you think China got to the bottom of that mystery? Someone had the sniffles. No blood out of the anus or eyes yet. Just, you know, a series of events. And these Chinese virus detectives were like, this doesn't seem like normal peasantry sniffling. I believe that there could be blood out of an anus and eyes. And so then they did a series of tests. And it's like, what do we test for? What kind of, and someone's like, coronavirus. It's like that weird strain of the cold that's on the back of Lysol bottles for more spellcraft because they, brand recognition. Sometimes I wish I didn't know all of this. Like today, I really do feel a burden. Usually like the truth is so freeing and so like awesome. But man, sometimes I'm like, How do you, like, the fact that I know all this, it's just like, okay, so I know, so let's test for the coronavirus. Coronavirus? Corona? What is coronavirus? I don't know, but these three off sniffles. Well, 12 days before. But dude, that's insane. If there was an actual virus outbreak in China that actually was anything like they say, they wouldn't know for what? Ever? Guys, they have so little access to healthcare there or testing or anything that they still actively use turpentine as a health benefit. It's good stuff. You're not a 1BB? I know, but it's like people I know, I don't know. I'm just, maybe this will help people see through it. All right. So then they quarantine 550 people. I know this is just an official story, but just hear me out. They quarantine 550 people. Because an entire cruise ship is now infected by corona. They wait the 12 days. Turns out no bleeding out of the eyes or the anus. So they let them all go. But then reports start surfacing from a country that we've all established we can't trust, through a media that we've all established lies all the time. And these reports are that there's like 50,000 deaths. Okay. That shouldn't affect the way you view anything ever, unless you were a survivor of a pandemic because you watched Generation Z, the movie. Then there's reports that there's coronaviruses popping up all over Europe and even America. Death toll. Who? Do you know anyone who's ever known anyone to have any of these issues ever? No? No? What? Mind control. So what's the purpose of the coronavirus? Well, and then there's all these muddying of the water, right? You have another spell comes out. Well, Bill Gates already has the vaccine. He's ready to do it. I mean, it was so quick. It must be government created. Well, there's a patent on the coronavirus. It was out of England. No, it was out of Israel. Dude, there's no virus. Why would the ruling elite release an active virus in their own population? They don't need to. All they need is the perception of a virus. The virus is the fear. Because then they get to quarantine anybody they want. And people, what? They allow it. Are governments capable of horror? Absolutely. You want to know what could, like, what? And dude, the Chinese government, the whole thing set up so much better than America. Like, so Chinese culture, the control, the mind control is based around family pressures. Confucianism, adherence to strict tradition, a very ancient history, so they have a lot of nationalistic, ethnic, historical identity and pride in their people. You know, they have a healthy distrust of foreigners. They have a lot of food tradition, all this stuff, right? It's not based on like, one day you will be a Kardashian or you will be able to have sex with Kardashian. Everybody's equal in China. No, it's about ancestry, duty, you know, adherence to the government, adherence to whoever's leading China. It's way more stable because in America, you have to believe that there's no correlation between all the bankers and how they're all related and all their extreme wealth and how they can print money and give it to anyone they want. They want us to believe that that anyone can be president, you know, even though it's like Clinton, Bush, famous, anyone, even though they're all like related. They need us to believe that despite who's ruling us, it was a vote, so that you just have to suck it up, be a good man, and just deal with the fact that the majority has spoken. Looking at the Democratic primary, do you think the majority wants a homosexual, like, idiot, Joe Biden, someone who's groping children on camera that just sputters and mutters and lies all the time. Bernie Sanders, an ancient Bolshevik who's clinically insane. Elizabeth Warren, someone who thinks she's Native American just so she can get a job and then lie and promote baby murder. No, guys, the spell is way done here. Chinese mind control is based way more in reality. This is the law. This is what you're told to do. This is the duty. This is what you do as a son, as a brother, as a father. This is it. All right. From an American perspective, when you're under heavy mind control, you say, China's so broken and so tyrannical. Look at these people.
They have a social credit score unlike America. Land of the free, home of the brave.
That's just completely insane. Every premise of American power over its people is such a ludicrous, nonsense, clown world thing. And then they have to break the family now to make people so desperate and just broken that they can be like, yeah, you can be any gender you want. Dude, China at least is living partially in reality. So why would they start a coronavirus? Because the Hong Kong protesters weren't stopping and they weren't being like super violent. So, you know, the government can like enforce and stuff. And China has a really open and honest relationship with its government where it's like, well, this is the law. Even if you're innocent, I'm going to do this. This is how we live. We all know this. Follow order. And over time, it wears down the enforcement arms of the government. So you can't just say, hey, enforcers that are just normal dudes, start making these guys disappear. We got to beat them until they stop. Dude, the ruling elite knows their extinction. They know how dangerous that is. They know how many times in history that when they do stuff like that, everyone, they all die. Like, look at Tsar Nicholas II, right? His spell was the Divine Right of Kings, which is a great spell because it keeps the population. I know I sound a little sociopathic because I'm so cold about this stuff, but if you don't understand it, it's like insane. And I'm also very comfortable with the fact that this is reality and it's fine. I don't want to have no government. That's even worse. Anyway, the Divine Right of Kings, because it keeps it to the Bible. So even if it's like, okay, why are they in the castle? Why do they have to get to decree stuff that I don't? It's like, because God has anointed them the leader. So that at least ties them to the moral code, much better civilization. Okay, so the king at that point, to maintain the spell, maintain the mind control, which is the most important thing he can do. It's his duty to do that, because if he leads his people into the chaos, like what America's facing right now, he's causing a lot of harm and chaos and vulnerability. So he has to rule in an authoritarian but fair manner. So if someone tries to slander him or take his power, he has to punish them as severely as necessary so that it stops. Because that's what a king who knows the Bible would do. He also has to have justice based on the moral law, yada, 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 yada. And the people have to also believe that he is strong and has that spark of divinity from the Divine Right of Kings. Tsar Nicholas II was a cuck. And I know that could spiral some Russians because we all know that he's much, much, much better than what came after. But Tsar Nicholas II had, Lenin and Trotsky and all these guys are openly like, we have to overthrow the Tsar. We need equality, all the nonsense, just a new spell. You know, the Hong Kong protest is just another spell. When you see it covered that much on the media, magicians with wands who don't kill anyone, they make you do it. And so Lenin and Trotsky are openly handing out flyers like, this is unfair, you deserve more, all this stuff. What does the Tsar do? He like sends him to like the country for like a year. And they like get a cow. It's like, I'm gonna punish you. You're gonna have to live in the country and you only get one cow. That way you'll learn your lesson. Then they come back. And when they come back, they're now like, they have more street cred. They're like, man, you survived the Tsar. Wow. You survived the Tsar, man. Maybe you have a point. Man, I don't wanna be a serf. But he's got the Divine Right of Kings, man. And then it's like, really? Because last time I checked, they're like weird. They're like weird people. They're hanging out with this like mystic. You know, and I know some Russians will say, oh, no, the mystic, he was crushing Christianity. Dude, long beard, long hair, super weird guy, very easy to start framing a new spell, right? He loses a war against China. You know, he's very soft-spoken. His wife is very dominant over him. Okay, so at that point, there was maybe 1,000 political prisoners, and it was all people that were, like, openly challenging his authority. So in comes in the Bolsheviks, promising equality, a new spell. We have to overthrow the parasitic elite. Look at them in their castles. Will you starve? Okay, so they murder his whole family. Murder children. But they were doing it because it was for the greater good. That's why when you stray from morality, you always lose. So what did they usher in? The worst era possibly in human history. The most suffering imaginable. Because this is the beauty. Beauty. Listen to me. I'm admiring wizardry, even if it's horrible. But there's an art to it. Communism, Bolshevism, Marxism. It's one of the best crafted spells of all time. And I'll tell you why. Because the American spell of free market capitalism, it has some flaws to it. Because a lot of these imperialists will put a line in the sand, Palestine, in order to create endless war. Because, you know, when you have a population that feels they have an ancient, you know, connection to this piece of land, another group does, you just put a line through that. It's intentional. And then you have them fighting over land and all this stuff. And then you have all this, like, you know, all the problems that come from empire with, you know, no moral right to take stuff from people or exploit people, all that. So then in comes the solution. And that is no possession. What gives you the right to drink, to say I can't have any rainwater? Dude, a lot of my friends, I'm like this in a lot of ways. This sounds good to me at first. What gives you the right to say I can't eat the deer that I shoot, or the rain that falls from the sky? Who are you to say that I can't grow my crop right here just because you have a piece of paper? This land is your land. This land is my land. And everybody's like, finally the solution. No, this land is God's land. That's why it's such a powerful spell, because it's so close to say, who am I? Who am I to say what you do? Do as thou wilt. Sound familiar? It's pure Satanism. It's the most effective spell in human history, where it's to say, what fake title and what the fact you can sin against me and commit a violent crime, what makes you have more of a right to this piece of land than me? We're all God, you know, no God. It has to be atheism. I'm a man like you're a man. And what makes you, because you have a feather in your hat, that you're somehow a better father than I have, right? If you exclude God, which is the entire spell, because if you know it's God's land and God's law, then you don't have endless, nonstop horror. Because the ruling elite, the communist spell is incredible, because you have endless conflict. You take away everybody's ability to do anything. But here's the problem. It falls apart because it doesn't work. You know, no plumbing, carpentry, your military sucks. When you take away the spell of incentive of like, anyone can be anything they want, then people just don't do anything. And then everything rots. So this is a little insight into how the entire world is run by the governments. So is this depressing? No, not at all. Guys, I understand it. Like like if you're in class and one kid just wants to answer every question and just yell out, and it's like, no, raise your hand. It's like, why? That teacher has no authority over me. It's like, just do that or everything becomes shitty. Just do it. You have to, like, it's a mini spell to tell a kid to defer to the teacher for a gold star and hand raising, even though that's just a human being. But it's like, you understand that unless everybody is completely tuned in to God's law with zero sin, you will always have a government. It'd be a perfect imitation of Val Kilmer and the Saint. Right. Okay. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? So the reason I'm talking about this, and I know this feels like a bit of a bummer today, but it's not, is because if you literally fall for the coronavirus hoax, Vox is accurate. Like, you can prepare, you can understand that there may be grocery stores that have no food and all that. But if you think it's an actual biological weapon and you should submit your rights to mind control agencies so they can quarantine you for 12 days without any legal justification but a sniffle. But I mean, for 12 days, you show no signs except for the thing that everyone always has. And then blood out of the anus and eyes. Why? Because that's every movie you've been controlled to see. You know, our current system is based completely around Hollywood spells. Why did that break? Was it because of me? No. It's because everyone knows they have an agenda now, so the spells don't work. So it's an interesting time. That's why the way to grow out of it is big families, praying, growing food, taking the responsibility of being like, great, now that we don't believe a bunch of stupid spells, and now that I don't blame all these people for why everything's bad in my life, let's crush. And that's when the government improves. That's when the government becomes less and less and less. The chasm between reality and the spell, the closer you can get to reality, the better. And trauma, violence trauma doesn't work. I mean, a lot of countries have had, you know, like the Hussein type dictator where public, vicious, violent acts of torture and horror keep people in a state of shock and keep them all down because of that doesn't work for very long. And it doesn't work on a large population. Once you hit a certain tipping point, it just doesn't work at all. And even in smaller countries, what you do is you raise the next generation as of psychopaths. So they are way less intimidated by it and they'll just kill their rulers. It happens all the time. That's why you have to understand the balance. The ruling class is not, they're constantly having to do spells because they need our narrative to keep up with, you know, we have a moral obligation to, you know, push our empire. Sorry for laughing, but and our money is real because that's the only way you can get good men to carry out all these agendas that don't benefit anyone. They need a moral high ground. Men aren't motivated by money or sex and all that as much as you think. It's protect the mother, impress the father. That's why it's motherland, fatherland. It's an ancient spell. So again, I hope this clears things up because just stop emailing me like, Big Bear, you got to address the coronavirus. Dude, that's your weakness. I didn't even want to touch it. All right, let's read some mail. Is this helpful? TV is niggardly, they call it programming for a reason. Dude, they're always so honest. Guys, government in Latin translates to mind control. Because it's not inherently evil. It's like you need to keep it, you need narratives to keep it when it's this level of exploitation. Okay, I'll give you a good vision, a good world to push for. Imagine a world so moral that the wealthier are really valued. Where you look at someone with wealth and you think, wow, that person brought a lot of value to a lot of people. And his wealth also is growing others' wealth. And that wealth is all forms of currency, whether it's food or, you know, health. And, you know, look at his palace, but the symmetry is so artistic and it's so beautiful. It elevates the human soul as they walk by and see something so beautiful. And the resentment towards the wealthy and the ruling class wouldn't exist. Okay, in our world, it's the exact opposite. You see a giant Malibu house, you go, who'd you steal that from? And that's not the human condition. When I show Ursa Manor where I live, like the goats and all the beauty of it, 99% of men go, oh, that's so awesome. Nice, Big Bear. Because they know me and they know it's from value. If I was like a hedge fund manager, they'd go, blood, that's from blood. And that's reality. It's like, imagine a world. That's why I'm always trying to elevate morality. That's why I'm always trying to elevate gratitude, morality. Dude, it's real. That's as real as anything in the world. Where if you elevate, they match you. Like you get the government you deserve, you know? If you seriously keep going with these spells because it's more comfortable, it's like, well, if we didn't go to the moon, then what do we do with the ship? It's like, dude, they're going to keep going. The next spell is going to be even more insane because they can't stop. They can't stop. Because the quality of... But this is the beauty of like law enforcement, for example. They're getting more moral. I theorize that after hands up, don't shoot, spell, creating a victim narrative, all of it. It's all spells. Me too, you know, my body, my choice, all spells. I thought it was going to start attracting psychopathic cops because they were so demonized. But in reality, my buddies are telling me that like a lot of cops are like really trying this grassroots, like, let's be really good people. I don't know, man. I'm excited about the future. But, you know, organizations can only do what the people that are part of it are. Like these kings and rulers, all the military and all the gold in the world, it's no lie, man. It has no power on someone following the path, the moral path. None. It's like none of it is there. Because those huge militaries have to have a narrative. And if they make a military of such traumatized, just pit bull men, they go after their rulers. They can't do that. They have to have a moral narrative. And so that's the good news, guys. The bad news is they're going to keep doing stuff like coronavirus. You go, please put me in a little cell so I don't bleed out of my anus. Kickoff spring, right? The right way with Monster Trunk event? No way. This includes tickets. Oh, this is amazing. Whoever sent me this is a genius. My son's birthday's coming up soon. Crushing. Who's your master? Exactly. And also really look for the times when you think, you know, it's obviously infinitely less morally reprehensible to, you know, think you're doing good but breaking some codes, but you think in the end it'll be good, than like hating God and doing wizardry and all that. But like the moral codes know more than us. You know, false idols, that's how Hollywood rules you. You know, debt, that's how banks rule you. You know, sodomy, that's how lust rules you. You know, turn the other cheek. It means if something isn't like really threatening your life, make everyone see the aggression. Let people bloom. Don't be afraid. Rejoice. These are all things that actually fundamentally work. If you're so scared and you just want to wake everyone up being real loud and aggressive, they shut down. It's the exact opposite effect. You know, these things that we're taught are not cowardly at all. It's like, that really is the way. You know, don't make anything else your God. It's like, because that's what science says. Like, we have disproven God with hard, cold facts. Once you start seeing that the facts aren't really so hard and so cold, you really, if you go down that path, you're under one of the biggest spells in human history. It's pretty wild. We have disproven God. We have disproven God with our trinkets that you don't understand. You don't understand because you are nothing but an animal that was created out of a void of blackness. Think about that spell. It's incredible. But think about how easy it is to beat when you see through it, and then they're all just so dumb and gay. Uranus now shows red spot that seems to look like blood. Yeah, like, make it funny. Weinstein will claim trans and go to women's prison and rape more women. I mean, who knows? That was just a controlled burn. That wasn't morality, you know? They were just trying to sacrifice one of their own to keep, you know, just to keep the spells going, man. Thank you, everyone. Are you guys enjoying this? I haven't even read anything since I've been doing this. I know I'm in a weird mood. Don't worship people. Put your faith in Christ and God. Exactly. Exactly. Guys, this is all the way through. This is all like the Bible might as well be called The Guide to Not Being Grabbled by Spells. Trust us, this works. And then when you realize that, you go, wow. So this is true. And then you go, wow, oh, faith. And it's like, it's profound, guys. And that's when people are like, I don't believe because God hasn't spoken to me yet. Yeah, God doesn't directly speak to us. That's for prophets. You know, that's another mini spell where it's like, I haven't heard the word in my head. He hasn't spoken to me. It's like, no, he speaks. And, you know, he needs your... Okay, well, here's a perfect example of someone taking a ticket when, you know... No, I'm not going to get too theological. Brilliant stream. Thank you. You need to see the big picture in order to understand. And lo and behold, I'm basically a carnival barker that I thought was just... I was just a basic entertainer. My skill set, and I'm one of the best in the world at this, at holding people's minds, happens to be the thing that runs the entire power structure of the entire world. The reason I'm not a threat and why I can just keep crushing is because I can't imagine anyone using that to like mess with people. And if you don't like mess with them, they don't mess with you. You know, they don't, it's almost like, this is a great way to see it where in Tolkien, whoever put on the ring could get the power of invisibility, spellcraft, wizardry. It's exactly like they don't see you and what you're doing, but you awaken the riders. That's the only way you awaken the riders. You awaken the riders the minute you start crafting a spell and say, you know, I'm really good at this. I'm gonna work for good though. I'm gonna put a spell on everybody so that they do something, even if it, you know, But it's for the greater good because I know, because I'm special. Ring goes on. People get mad because God doesn't do parlor magic tricks for them. Exactly. That's that's what I take away from the tree of knowledge and the eating of the fruit and everything. I think one of the biggest moments in the history of everything is when God says, don't eat from the tree of good and evil. And they're like, okay, cool. And then they're like, but if we eat though, I mean, we can crush even more for God. And so they eat. What do you think it was like when it just tasted like fruit? Imagine that. That's the whole point. The point was, do what I say without asking questions, and you're with me, God. If you think that you can out-grabble me and outthink what I tell you to do, you will eat from the tree of good and evil, and you will realize it's just a fruit. And the thing that you just did that changed the rest of your existence is you took it upon yourself to discover that. And you still get forgiven, like he still is rooting for you, but think about that as a lesson. Where it's like, I know it says turn the other cheek, but this grandma just slapped me, so I'm going to just kill him. That'll set a tone. That's coming. Imagine attacking the grabbers. Think about their spells. The grabber spells are wearing off in a degree where I genuinely am almost concerned. The spell that it's a free market and that wealth has to do with effort and not bloodlines is very crucial for them. No one's buying it and everyone sees it. The other spell is that they, despite their extreme wealth and power, are victims because of an event that no one cares about anymore. Hollywood did 3,000 movies about it and no one cares. Now, if you attack the grabber, that kicks in the next spell, the spell that you're an animal. Think about how much spellcraft has went into evolution, where we are nothing but animals, which is big brains. If you attack the grabber, that will make that spell way more real, where it's like, look at him. He couldn't even stop attacking the grabber. But meanwhile, that guy is like, my loans, they defaulted. My family starved. You don't understand. I'm helping. But they don't know that. All they see is a guy attacking a little guy going, I'm just trying. And then the spell kicks back in. That's why don't murder the elites. It's like that movie Seven where the grabbler keeps showing everybody the sins. He's dramatizing it. And at the end, shows Brad Pitt the head of his wife. Because to make his point, he had to murder him. Wrath. Because what does that do? It starts the whole thing over again, right? Now the injustice is never solved. It proves that you're an animal. You know, that movie would have been a lot more moral and uplifting if Brad Pitt didn't kill the guy and rose. Because it's out of the grabber's hands. It's out of the elite's hands. The elites are very desperate people. This is a spiritual war. So when you identify the ruling elite and you're like, you tricked all of us. You've been poisoning us, man. It's like, well, we had to keep you weak or else you would have killed all of us. It's like, don't kill the grabber. Out-bloom the grabber. Because when you do that, it just starts it over again. That's why it's called a revolution, to revolve. The only way it stops is to realize how the grabber has no power over you. None. And that only happens when you put your faith truly in God. I mean, I used to be, I had a spell over me for a long time where I was like, yeah, faith in God. He's going to protect us if we follow his law. But like, you know, I got kids, man, and I'm scared. I have to protect my kids. And then it just, you know, I really submitted to they're God's children. I'm their shepherd. God will protect my children. I will follow God's law. And then, dude, when the fear lowered, I saw so much more for what it really was. And I was like, the grabbers are just constantly trying to just like trick and they're just so like weird. And then I was like, oh, that's how we get around this. Here's some more good news. Crypto, Bitcoin, that spell's not going to work. Okay, every currency is a trick, right? Every single one. Gold, yeah, we need gold back. Gold is just another spell. It's more solid. It's older. The spellcraft is better because people actually think that there's value in it. But the price was determined by the Rothschild family for 250 years. Okay, so now we have the dollar, and the spell right now is we have to get around the Federal Reserve. That's the only way we can beat the Grabber. You can't beat the Grabber. Okay, so now they're like, we have it, Bitcoin. How does Bitcoin work? Well, it's decentralized. And it's encrypted. You can't possibly, no one can break it. It's all anonymous and it gets around the grabber. How does it work? Well, you need your device and your keychain. And dude, I'll tell you why the spell doesn't work. And I don't care if you're scared of it. I know long term it won't work. Because the iPhone spell, let's just start with the technology. The iPhone spell required people to think it was going to make their life better. When the iPhone first came out, it's like, look at this. You can watch TV on it. You can have apps, you can text, there's colors. I was pumped. I was like, this is great. Look at that globe on there. That's what I live on. Wow, it's all sciencey. As times went on, people are very, very aware of the spell of technology where, you know, I don't have the balls yet to fully go flip phone, but I dream about a flip phone. I have an iPhone. But like, if someone's like, okay, technology will save us. It's like, oh, so if my phone dies, I can't get gas? Like, rubber to the road. That's how spells need. You need the rubber to the road for a spell. When you're like, okay, so if my phone dies, I can't get gas? And we all secretly don't trust the internet anymore because of censorship. And we don't understand it. Like, the dollar we understood because it's like, this is backed by our government. And we all trust our government. And back when they did that in the 70s, we're like, yeah, I mean, the government, it's doing its best. You know, this dollar is, you know, it's backed by the government. You know, we are the moral authority in the world. Nowadays, we're like, this dollar is a weak spell. And but it's still better than crypto. And crypto, the advantages of crypto are all insane. So you'll see people buying and selling crypto and they'll be like, I made $1 billion on crypto. They're treating it like a stock. Nobody is saying crypto is really useful. Imagine sending your wife, because genders exist, to the grocery store to get tomatoes. And she was like, oh, I left with this amount of Bitcoin. And then I got there and it was worth like a fraction because it's so up and down. And you're like, it's that simple where you just go, oh, I hate it. I hate that. I hate phones. Use money. The average person, listen, when you got all these grabbers, they want the next spell because the Federal Reserve spell, everyone hates it. So it's like, we have the solution, another spell. And you're like, how does it work? They're like, well, it's so complicated that you can't possibly understand. But trust us because we're wearing lab coats. And people are like, no, no. But guys, no. People are going the other direction where they're like, currency is time and health and things I can hold. And so watching this spell fail is hilarious because they're trying so hard, this Bitcoin thing. It's like Bitcoin, it's decentralized. You can't touch the Bitcoin because no one is in control of it. It gets around the grabber. And all I can picture is the grabber being like, yeah, you know, who in their right mind, given our current circumstance, would go, you want to know what I want to do? I want to take our currency and make it more technical, harder to understand and have less value in reality. Then I'm going to put it on my phone that I hate and I think the government's listening to me on, and I'm going to just slide my coins right in there so that's the currency. Never. Not in a million years, guys. Stop being scared. All right, so thanks for the monster truck. That's huge. All right. Like, Bitcoin is so dumb. Like, I didn't think coronavirus was going to stick at all, but I think it was the blood out of the anus spell. That's a big one. I wasn't anticipating bloody anus. Because the spell of the coronavirus was well-crafted. There was a grabber in there somewhere. Because the funniest thing about the Chinese is they're not that good at deception. That's why I like them. They're just like, oh, we're going to do a spell. You're going to die or you have to go in this building. Everyone's like, grabber. And they're like, bloody anus? Bloody anus. Okay, so the symptoms of something everybody relates to. But the outcome is the worst horror in the world. It's revolved around your eyes and your anus. It's like, okay, we got to make the narrative real weird just so everyone's confused. And crematoriums? Yes. World War II spellcraft. Big time. I can't believe people fell for it, but we'll rise above. Dear OB, I am delighted to be writing you on this beautiful day. The sun is shining, sky is blue, and the chickens, roosters, goats, horses, cows, and bunny rabbits are all going about their daily life. Ungrabbled, no spells. So much peace is in the air, and I wanted to share it with you and the bears. These days, I'm growing more and more mindful of how many resources and miracles, for lack of a better word, are available to us, even in the seemingly darkest of circumstances, thanks to the Most High. Dude, the biggest spell is that you need them for stuff or for joy or any of this stuff. Like, it's all around us all the time. It's crazy. Yeah, it is a bit of a burden sometimes when I see it and people are just like, without them, we'd all die. Granted, without any government, that's another spell. It's another threat. But I mean, all right, I'm just going to read the end on this one. P.S. I have a video diary vlog I created to truck my journey back to health, a.k.a. God. And it's only watched by my friends and family, really. But it's such a something to me of my progress and how much I still have to learn. Watching yourself on camera has to be one of the most cringy experiences because you see by you, I mean me, just how illiterate you are. Yeah, I hate how much I say like and when I swore. That's why I'm trying not to swear. I genuinely LOL'd when I wrote that because it's so true. A little better each day. Keep crushing, BB. I've gotten much inspiration by watching you and much love to your beautiful family and friends. Unverified GBT Pilates Bear, welcome. Unauthorized.tv is coming along so well. Major props to you as I have just enough understanding to know what a challenge that really is. Anyway, happy to be a subscriber and keep crushing. Thank you very much. That's someone who is shedding spells. All right. I read the John Doe versus Travolta case years ago. I had the Ring of Truth. He was turned out till he liked it. Yeah. I mean, they're all degenerates. A huge spell is that somehow celebrities are people that you should shape your life around. It's so effective because it's so false. It's like, I want to be just like John Travolta when I get older. I'm going to get a back massage and wear really short shorts and then try to rape a dude. But it's okay because I'm a terrible dad and I spent all my money on a plane. Dear Owen, here's a song parody for you based off episode 770, 772. We are the bike owners. I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but stolen no bikes. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I gave all my money to Bernie Madoff, that sneaky Jew. And still we feel shame, shame, shame. We are the bike owners, my friend, and we'll say we're sorry till the end. We are the bike owners. We are the bike owners. No time for building because we are the bike owners of the world. I'll read the rest after. And you don't think that the slavery narrative is a total spell? I just don't want to dwell on any of that stuff. It's like, you think you have it bad now? Nah. Back in the day, everybody was in chains and they were beaten if they didn't work. And, dude, come on. It's anchor pricing. It's negotiating. It's Overton Window. You create a spell where everything was horrible. People were just dying and raping and killing and blacks were chained and the whites were just cackling as someone else picked their cotton and just like cruel and mean. No, come on. Come on. Why would you make that spell? So any complaint you have now, it's like, well, I mean, at least it wasn't that movie we just watched with no basis in reality whatsoever. It's just crazy. Tomorrow I'll have a better attitude. Owen, verify. Owen, defender of Mary, grateful for the gravy. Or defender of many, grateful for the gravy. Moon revelation, amazing. How the moonlight pulsed is what amazed me most. Appreciated your words on how to live and still love family that aren't into conspiracy theory as much. Guys, the whole reason I streamed today is I did all this stuff with the family today, and I had started realizing, I put together this entire mind control thing, and I was so kind of disturbed about the corona thing, and I didn't want to just wear Amy down with like, baby, you want to know how mind control rules the world? And she's like, but look at how good Walter's doing. I was like,
Can't wait to say all of it to the Bears. It's so helpful to me, guys. It's like Amy wants to thank you all personally for allowing me to do a lot of gravy ladling, and then I can just go back to being normal. Like, it's so intense when you really figure out something like how global mind control works, but you have no one to tell. Because it's not that they're not smart or funny or anything. It's like Amy has a whole different set of things she focuses on. She's just like, is Charlie wearing his shoes? I'm like, but see, China has a different... All right, whatever. Thank you, Wrinkle Bear. All right, P.S. Please verify me as Wrinkle Bear was ironing my husband's button-up shirts when I thought of it. Good woman. It's fitting. Like to iron and pretty unwrinkled. Much love. And thank you for the gravel for my babble. That was very generous. I'll do two more, and then I'll call it a day. We love you so much, BB. Oh, you too. I love it. I wouldn't know who I'd tell my great theories to if it wasn't for you guys. Because they're really good theories. Like, it wasn't just like, guys, Corona exists. Let's get real scared. It's like, dude, I think I figured out the whole thing. Dear Owen, Amy, boys, herds, flocks, I'm loving the live streams from your gorgeous Ursa Manor that's blooming in pink cherry blossoms while alpacas and chickens graze in the glorious sunshine. An exquisite set compared to any comedy club. Amen. It makes me wonder if you've thought about God's hand guiding you to Gig Harbor, Washington. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I just trust in it and just things keep blooming. Yeah, my life is incredible these days. I'm so grateful. It's crazy. But occasionally I do feel a burden that I can understand wizardry at the level I do, but whatever. Gig definition, a single professional engagement or performance. Wow, my definition, a comedian dishing out gravy. Harbor, a place on the coast where vessels find shelter. Wow, that really is gravy. Washington, a state in the Pacific Northwest. My definition, a place where Owen is washing up a ton. That's my two cents for your pineal gland, as indicated by the postage on the envelope. Jernism shared a detailed video on how to mail letters for only 2 cents. Hope this reaches you. As always, love being blessed by you and the Bears. Cool. Thank you very much. BB has Vox doling out gravy during his stream. So funny. BB has Vox doling out gravy during... I don't know what that's referring to. But Vox is one of the people that set me on this whole thought process, because when he said, like, listen, I don't know what the coronavirus is, but it could really affect the economy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, gravy. The belief in something, it's as if it exists anyway, you know? And then the Dow drops 1,000 points, which is also a spell, but it's a direct reflection of how much belief in spells versus not believing in spells a people have. Your Mandelieu effect insight is awesome. It suggests a natural and powerful tendency to beauty. Yes, fact. And not killing people. Like, human beings are really, really cool people. Like, we're great. We just are so susceptible to grabby spells. I'm responsible for what I buy with my attention. Attention is the real currency. Pay attention. I can pay my attention to beauty, or I can pay my attention to the it egregore of fear. It, Stephen King horror information. Now and then I send gravel to support your babble, but what does my attention support the rest of the time? Maybe that's what pray without ceasing means. I just looked that up. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Fact. That's a provable fact. But science, dude, listen, you go listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'll do what I do, and then 5 years we'll reconvene, and you probably chopped your wiener off from lies, and I'll be crushing. There it is right there, man. Those three things are the will of God. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. No wonder the it promotes and memorializes just the opposite. Much gratitude, as always, Felcor. It has to all the time. It's always scared of overthrow. Always.
It's crazy how hard it must be to just keep people like, blood is going to come out of my anus if I don't agree to nonsense. Just, yeah, it was the anus blood that really did that spell. Because most people at first were like, okay, they always have a new fake virus. I've never seen anyone under 90 die of a virus. I don't trust China. I don't trust the media. But bloody anus. And the symptoms are things I've all had. Ugh, God, we're so trickable. Dear Big Bear, thank you for everything you do. It's extremely refreshing to have a mix of comedy and truth. You are literally the main thing that keeps me sane during the day while I am stuck in a... something. I'm usually a couple days behind streams and just follow on unauthorized.tv. I went on a parasite cleanse a couple weeks before you, so it's been interesting to hear your journey, how you're doing it. Parasite die-off symptoms are no joke. No joke. I've been studying holistic healing for years and currently studying how to find plants in nature and making my own. I've started making my own deodorant and sunscreen made with apricot seed oil and evening something oil. I got fed up with all the natural or organic products for those things because the ingredient list is shit, is still sketchy. Hopefully in the future I can successfully sell my products and get out of the matrix, out of a cube, and back home with my son. Oh yeah, the word organic is a classic spell. Organic literally just means made of carbon. So for a while, God, it's just so insane how they just never stop. So for a while, organic meant made, you know, ungraveled. And people developed trust in a word. What's a word? A spell. Eventually, organic has nothing to do with anything you're eating. But I mean, the word means, you know, ungraveled, healthy. No, it just means made of carbon. Your fault. Spellcraft. But I thought the government was here to serve us. You know, they're to protect us. Do you know what government means? Yes, the servers of the people. No, it means mind control. Your fault. I was there the whole time. If only I had stopped whacking off to pornos for like 5 minutes, I would have thought about it. Eddie Bravo is all about co-words. I look at chat to see if he's here. I'm sure he's a bear. I respect him. I just think he's too close to the toe to trust. My husband has been a... This is my last one, by the way. Marketing went from using natural to organic. Oh, yeah, and everything in nature is natural. Like, you could... I mean, fetal cells are natural. Guys, these words are meaningless. Eddie Bravo is great with Weiss and Alex Jones. Sam Tripoli is a fag. Yeah, I mean, Sam Tripoli is definitely a pump machine. Organic means the graveler approves now. It didn't at first, you're right. Right, that's why you have to verify. It's real easy to do. You just go, where did these come from? Who grew this? They're like, don't ask any questions, slave. Just trust our words, our nonsense symbols. It's like, and so many people are so scared to go against the spells. Nothing happens. The spells all require consent. The only time you're in the crosshairs of the beast, and man, do they have crosshairs, is if you want to beat them, if you want to out-grabble them, if you want to somehow threaten them, and all of that is outside of morality. So it's so not scary. And people are so trained to be like, but if I admit that 9/11 20 years ago should not justify me guarding a poppy field for 8 hours, they will come for me. No, they can't. They don't. Literally, they have no ability to do that. They have to constantly convince normal good men to do everything for them. And if they made an army of psychopaths, that army would then kill their bosses. So they literally can't. All right, my husband has been a fan of yours for some time. I always thought it was so weird, a group of bears. Well, I think you're weird. I tried to watch a video of yours on my own, and it was an old clip going off about women. Since watching that, I was like, whoa, this dude gets it. And have been watching with my husband ever since. Considering my name is Teddy, it would make the most sense to be verified as Teddy Bear, but that is way too gay, even for a woman. I'll have to keep working on a clever bear name. Thank you. No, we're going to go with Teddy Bear. It's not gay. Thank you again, and thank you to all the bears for making an awesome community. Teddy Bear. My name is short for Theodora. I'm not just a weirdo woman with a dude's name. I got that. Yeah, at first I was like, is this a dude married to a dude? And I'm like, there's literally no chance. Yeah, that was interesting. All right, guys. Any questions before I go? Final thoughts? Some insights? A little feedback? P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unbearablesmerchandise.com, unauthorized.tv. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow guy. And again, I didn't mean to be a buzzkill today. I don't like even focusing on any of this stuff, but like understanding spells and wizardry is so important for life these days because they're all fading. And the more unprotected by spells the elite class get, the more desperate they get, the more crazy the spells get, the more jarred and confused and scared and angry people get. And so the best move is to like seriously just keep crushing. It's not a big deal at all. Like if you've been a part of these spells and did stuff that you're now ashamed of, guess what? Welcome to all reality, all of it. This is why it's so powerful. So we all have to accept it and move on. It's not a big deal. Government's a part of life. It's just, we get the government, that the people in the government, the level of morality they have. You can't get rid of ruling classes. Oh, how dare you? Are you a baby? Are you scared? Just look up the Bolshevik Revolution, the French Revolution. Dude, it's not new to have a group of grabbers go, why are they going to cast on that? Yeah. Why not? We should have a whole world ruled just by us. What makes you better than me? What makes him better than me? It's so fake that when that happens, it's indistinguishable from hell. So just try and keep the spells and the mind control as close to reality as possible so that we can have really good lives. All right, much love, everybody. Until you see blood coming out of your anus and eyeballs, don't be scared of coronavirus. But the good news is, oh, I forgot to give China some props. It was a valid response to the grabble spell out of Hong Kong. Bear in mind, though, that protest in Hong Kong is nonsense. And it's got the global media pushing it out. Like, oh, are you against freedom? Overthrow China's, you know, they don't want sodomy and global freedom and free markets. They're mean. They're oppressing us and all that. And China, you know, when there's that much coverage and it's that endless, and if you just start, you know, taking out protesters, there's going to be massive blowback. Corona, brilliant move. Another benefit of Corona is, you know, less constant travel around the world. People getting a little more homey. Where it's like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't just constantly import everything from other countries. What's going on over there? The thing that, it's not crazy what they did. It's very logical. It's not, you know, if you're looking to stop a nonsense grabble protest, because people are actually buying the protest because of the media coverage, you know, the one group of wizards is like, we're going to make it look like you're super mean and you won't let people be free. And our advantage is we own all the media. And China's like, no, but they're not fair. Like, this is not based in reality. Our people are everybody's crushing. And the media leader like, but we're going to paint the narrative. And we got the biggest bullhorn in the world. And if you try and beat up these poor protesters, new narrative, full-blown animalistic tyranny, and you may lose power. And China's like, we get you to go back indoor. All right, but the thing to definitely watch out for is watch out for when the solution to nonsense is like, well, they must be able to put us in a little cage indefinitely or else the anus bleeding. Also, the fear is nonsense and don't let it impede on your ability to have gratitude, crush, all that. There is no virus. I don't think there's been one death. That makes no sense. Why would you release that into your... If it acted the way they described, that's insane. it would blow back to the very people that are like trying to get rid of the protest. There could also be some more gravel going on that someone could have bet against the market. You know, China doesn't require the Dow and stuff like other countries. So if you're in a fierce magician spell battle, it's like, why don't we tank your market with funny corona fear? Who knows? I'm not mad at China either. That's the whole point. Just don't fall for nonsense. This is classic spell crafting. My body, my...